Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're soaring with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending February 10th, 2018. This is a rare week. Not only do we get a new number one single, it's also the hotshot debut. Let's open in fifth place where Bruno Mars and Cardi B slip a slot with Finesse. Bruno has a message for the National Football League. Stay tuned. Bruno Mars and Cardi B step back a slot to fifth place with Finesse. Bruno has a message for the National Football League. Please pick a hip-hop artist to be the halftime entertainer at the 2019 Super Bowl. Justin Timberlake was the headliner at last Sunday's game. Bruno's opinion carries a lot of weight. He performed at the 2014 Super Bowl with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and again in 2016 with Beyoncé and Coldplay. Post Malone and 21 Savage also dip a notch in fourth place with their former champ Rockstar. What does Post Malone have planned for his next album? Details are on the way.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
Post Malone and 21 Savage descend a slot to number four with Rockstar. Now, Post still hasn't set a release date for his Beer Bongs and Bentleys album, but when it arrives, it should be interesting. Post says he's been listening to the blues, Nirvana, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Fleet Foxes for inspiration, and Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee reportedly appears on one track. Camila Cabello and Young Thug lose their Hot 100 crown this week as Havana sinks to third place. Camila is headed for UK television. Hold on tight.
Havana, nana.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, nana.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na-na-na. All of my heart is in Havana.
Hey.
There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, nana.
Camila Cabello and Young Thug dip two slots to third place as Havana loses its title. Camila has been confirmed as a guest performer on an upcoming episode of the popular UK TV show Dancing on Ice. The big night happens on Sunday, February 18th. We're guessing that Camila will not actually sing on the ice. Ed Sheeran holds in the runner-up slot with Perfect. Ed may have a famous guest vocalist at his wedding. I'll have details after the song.
Baby, I'm dancing in the dark. You between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Ed Sheeran hangs tough in the runner-up slot with Perfect. Ed wrote this song for his then-girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. The pair are now engaged. Ed is good friends with footballer Wayne Rooney, and Wayne says he'll sing at Ed's wedding, whether Ed likes it or not. We always like a new singles champion, and this one's huge. Drake debuts in the top slot with God's Plan. It's a record breaker, too. Stay with me.
I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan. God's plan.
Drake posts his fourth Hot 100 win as God's Plan opens at number one. It broke an on-demand streaming record with 68 million streams coming out of the gate. Drake has two debuts in this week's top 10, with Diplomatic Immunity opening in seventh place. This is the second time he's done this. Passion Fruit and Portland both debuted in the top 10 last April. Drake is the only artist to accomplish this chart feat. What will happen next week? Well, join me in 7 days to find out. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.